Let's do this. Welcome everybody to episode 109 of the Game of Traffic Show. I'm your host, Mike Sansu. To my co-host,
Simply Amazing. How am I doing today?
Everybody, get up for Mr. Amazing. On today's Game of Traffic Show, we're going to talk about the new Super Mario Brothers trailer that recently came out. And this is still be the last trailer for the movie comes out next month. We also talk about the Xbox coming out with a new product. Mr. Amazing, it's not a console.
No, another fridge.
We'll see. But we begin today's show talking about the latest rumor coming from Inside Gaming claiming the hypothetical PlayStation 5 Pro is coming out next year, late 24. Mr. Amazing, it's just like the PlayStation 4 Pro, it posts that better performance, better graphics, or alleged, the consoles allegedly. Mr. Amazing, what do you think about this, Mr. Amazing?
I think the timing is right, because when the PS4 Pro came out, it was literally 3 years of the date of the PS4. So PS4 came out in 2013, and the PlayStation 4 Pro came out in 2016. So that was a 3 year.
You sure if it's before they come out 2011 or 12?
PS4 came out in 2013.
2013, okay, 2020.
Yeah, because it was a seven year window to the 2020 to the new one came out.
Oh no. Go ahead.
We can double check that, but I'm pretty sure I'm right. We can double check that.
Okay.
So PS4 came out in 2013, Pro came out in 2016. So fast forward a few years later, PS5 comes out 2020, PS5 Pro coming out 2024. I think it might come out this year. They might surprise us with a this holiday season.
No, it won't.
If they want to keep it with the 3 year window like they did the last time. So, but being 2024, I feel like the timing is definitely right. So, we'll see. We know more advanced graphics and technology with that. But my question is it going to become slim? I thought the slim would come out before Pro, be honest with you. I've been saying that for a while.
Well, I'm the one that said it first. Then you said the PS4. I said slim. Yo. You said the pros cut off first. Get the hell out of here. You are freaking full of it.
Go back to the tape.
Oh, you are full of it. You are so full of it. Oh my God, you're so full of it.
Oh my God,
that's bull crap. That is bull crap.
Listen,
this guy want to take my shine.
We got tapes.
Oh my God. This guy going to take my shine. For the record, Mike Sansa said it first. Mr. Mazin was keen on the PlayStation 5 Pro coming out first. And no one, technically, it's not the Slim. It's just they're going to come out this September with a PS5 without disc drive. But it will come.
You can add
a disc drive to a detachable one.
What about the ones that are now? Can you add to that one?
No.
So how much is that going to cost?
I don't know. What's that? Hold on. Let me call Jim Ryan. He's on my speed dial.
I feel like this is trickery, slope you're in. Because how do you price something like that? Because we have the PS5 for $4.99, right? The regular one. Then you have the.
Good. I guess they're gonna still discontinue one of them.
You have to discontinue the digital one.
Yeah.
That's when
most likely you're gonna discontinue, and you got the attachable disc drive. So they probably
keep the same price base for it though.
It's probably $4.99. I mean, sorry, $3.99.
You're giving me a $50 increase then.
No, $3.99.
How much is it?
It's $500 for PlayStation now.
The regular one, yeah.
So it'll be $3.99 for this one. Should be.
The one we have right now is $3.49, right?
No, it's not.
No, sorry, it's $3.99.
No, it's not $3.99. Oh, the digital one. Yes.
I thought it was $3.49. Was it $3.49? No. Oh my God.
No.
I think of Xbox with $49.99.
I think you think about the PlayStation, Xbox Series X, the $249. Yes, you're all getting confused.
So there's $3.99. So I guess you're right. Then it would replace it.
Yeah, it would replace it. So, yeah, I just think. This is what I think. I'm not going to see AK.
You'd probably be right about that, too.
So you're going to run out and buy one?
Nah, no time soon.
You sure you're not going to run out and buy one?
No time soon, man. Let the TVs go down first.
What TVs?
The affordable
8K TVs. Ain't affordable 8K TV coming out.
How much is that now?
Something we can't afford.
What are they now? Do you know?
I have no idea. Look it up. 8K TV. That's in the thousands. Hundreds. That's not hundreds. Sorry, excuse me. It's like 6,000 probably.
Is it? Is it really
Huh? Probably the lower model one.
So we do have 8K for yeah, pricey.
How much did it tell us?
So we have the Samsung one, 65 inches, 2599.
That's not bad for 8K.
A Diamond Q, 75 inch for 8999.
Oh, that's my price range. I can afford that. Let me go.
This was pretty affordable though. A Samsung 8K 55 inch class and 700. This was 1300. It's actually not bad. 1300 for that? And there's a 55 inch?
What for?
Samsung too.
8K?
Yeah.
Pretty good. That's pretty affordable. That's pretty affordable.
So I guess the prices are reasonable. Then you jump to a $6,000 one. But that one's
that's probably 85 inch though. That's, yeah.
But they're not that many. They're
going for inch. No, they're going to say... Don't say dynamic for 8K. That's what I'm saying. Oh, yeah. We can play dynamic 8K. What? Okay. Okay. Mr. Mason, enough about that topic. Mr. Mason. Oh, hold up. No. Do you think there'll be an Xbox Pro upgrade?
Not yet.
Well, what do you think will happen?
So. Not yet. Because think about it. Has there been one? We had the
yes.
Xbox Elite, I guess. Yeah.
I mean, the Xbox came out with the upgrades.
I don't think so. Cause I feel like the Xbox is more focused on games. To be honest with you.
Game Pass.
Oh yeah, Game Pass. It's just games in general.
Just say Game Pass.
They're focused on Game Pass, but you want
every company's games. Focused on games.
Yeah, but the thing is, PlayStation has the volume of games. The volume already. Xbox does. So I think they're focusing more on pushing out games. You're saying Game Pass, yeah, I know Game Pass, but like I'm just talking about games, just games in general. Like they want sellers. They want games that are gonna blow up. That's gonna push the system sales. Like, I think they want to focus on that, and then buying every goddamn studio that they think is on sale. I think that's their focus right now. But I do think, I do agree with you. I don't know if you're saying it or not, but I do think that there is gonna be one. But I think at the earliest, maybe 2024 also. Like
PlayStation. Yeah, I'd be surprised.
2024.
I'd be surprised.
I won't be surprised,
but I don't think it's gonna happen. I really don't think it's gonna happen. But Mr. Mason, let's go to our next topic. I know you're very angry, upset, but don't worry. Angry Birds were delisted on Android and renamed on Apple due to the effect of revenue of other games that they have. By the company who produced Angry Birds. They feel that Angry Birds is affecting the sale of the other games in their library. That's why Angry Birds came out, was released in 2009, and I remember it had merchandise, it had two movies, Mr. May, two, flop. Not one, two. I don't know if they made enough money, flop. But I think Angry Birds overall sales.
This is going to be crazy. Everyone in their mom was playing that.
I think it's 300 million?
Probably. I don't know the numbers on, but I'm sure it is.
I think 2019 says close to 289 million. 2018, 281 million. 297 million. And 2016, 191 million. So it made some money.
It's been successful, put it that way.
It's making money. Angry Birds has made a lot of money. But Mr. Mason, what do you think of that?
I really don't care.
Well, that's not our topic right now to do care. That's later on.
I really don't care. You asked my opinion. I hate your opinion. Maybe if you asked me that in 2009, I would have said something cute from you when I played it, but I was never Angry Birds fan. Well, I mean, it's still there. It's still accessible. It's just another platform name. That's all. So for those who want it, you can go ahead and get it. But how people still play Angry Birds should be the question. I don't know.
When the last time I seen anybody play Angry Birds?
That's my question. I remember being on a train in 2009 and everybody in the mall was playing Angry Bird.
I played it. I played the laundromat.
I played a fake one. They had a fake version. I used to play that.
The pigs?
It was a bird, but it wasn't called Angry Bird. It was probably called like something Mad Bird. I don't know what it was called, but it was the same concept.
Another ripoff. Like another ripoff.
But it did the trick, though.
Another ripoff. Oh, Lord. But so, seriously, you don't care, man? You're not going to cry?
Not at all.
So, damn, Mr. Mason. Damn, disappointing you. Not this is a legend. This game is legendary.
What, Why is it not in the Game Hall of Fame nominee?
We don't know. We'll see. We'll see. Yeah, 5 years from now. Yeah. Mr. Macy used to petition for that. All right. Not me. Mr. Macy. Damn it.
The mobile game I'll probably put in there is Candy Crush. I thought Candy Crush was really, really, really good.
Believe it or not, I never played Candy Crush.
That was fun.
Never played Candy Crush. Never considered. I'm not a big mobile game person, so it never interests me.
That was fun. I can't lie.
All right, Mr. Mason, I have really nothing else much to say about this topic. But let's go to our next topic. The Xbox. Xbox, they're always inventive. Mainly always with the consoles, but they're inventive. Not with the consoles. Not really. But anyway, Mr. Mason, there's rumors going around, circulating, that the Xbox Series S toaster is coming out. Mr. Mason, our novelty toaster has been outed by a French gaming outlet, Xbox Squad, stating that, according to the site, it will cost $64 American dollars for our toaster models, looking like the Xbox Series S. Mr. Amazing, it can slice not one, two, Mr. Amazing, bread.
A nice man, that toaster could do that, so I'll
hold something for $5. A removable crumble tray. Ooh. Mr. Amazing. It can make your toast light, too.
Nice.
And crispy dark.
So what Xbox did was they took a Black & Decker toaster, they put the Xbox symbol on it.
I saw the pictures of the legend picture. Not the legend picture, but okay. What the poster looked like. So legend pictures. So, it looks pretty cute.
So is this why we can't get an official, like, you know, Xbox system that's supposed to like blow us all out of our mind because they're too busy working on hardware for our homes? I mean, the fridge.
Mr. Amazing.
Two refrigerators.
Do you want to get people upset with you by saying that comment?
It's a fact, though.
Damn it, Mr. Amazing. Do not have these,
well, go on, they focus these on the Xbox fans in Japan. But instead,
toasters.
Listen, the idea is cute. I think for like a man cave or a woman cave, I think it's dope to have that. I think you can have a nice little toast. I think you can have the matching fridge to go with it. And then you can have the Xbox sitting there But, I mean, if you like the concept, it's dope. Would I get one? I mean, I think it's dope. Like, I'll get one. I'm not trying to be mean.
You're not going to get one. Cause even I was saying we're going to get an Xbox fridge. Where is it? Nah, I don't have it.
I don't think the fridge was kind of dope, though. I like the concept.
But if maybe it was more like a mini fridge, a big mini fridge, I would have bought it.
But they had the mini fridge.
No, it's like this, just like this big.
Yeah, it was small, like five, a pack of Coronas.
I just want the mini fridge you see in colleges.
Oh, like those. That would be a better idea, to be honest.
That, I mean, it would cost more money.
Yeah, it probably
cost
like
that's a, yeah, but I would have bought that one, no.
Yeah, that was literally like on the slide of your bed, middle of the night, too lazy to go up.
Yeah, you put it on your desk, something like the top of your desk. It looked cute.
It's creative. I'll give them that.
I mean, they're trying to get a wider appeal to the audience.
Honestly, since Xbox likes the hardware so much, and being that you're Microsoft, I think what I would like to see from you guys, if you go in that route, would be like a dope Xbox alarm clock. I think you guys would do well with that, like a creative clock, and then you could probably like, you know, the Bluetooth and all that, and then who knows, throw Gear Pass on it, put a screen on there for all I know, I don't care. No, but I think, you know, something like that I think would be more appealing for me, though. That'll get a lot of uses for me. And then, you know, my radio, my Xbox News, my podcast, Xbox News, whatever you want to do with it. But that's just me.
Listen to the Game of Traffic show, that's what you need to do on
there. There you go, you can stream us live.
Yeah, man. I mean, I have nothing really else to say about it.
We did have a question. What's the release date? Did you mention that yet?
It didn't say anything. I supposed to come out, I think, this year.
Oh, okay. So I know it's
$64 US.
I mean, the price sounds reasonable. As long as that the small little that can only just fit two,
I don't know, you
sliced
probably,
bread. I hope it's not one of those. Yeah, I hope it's more like the conventional one. Where you could, you know,
$64. That's a lot of money to toast some bread.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it better not be at that two little slice when you put the two white breads in. That's it. It better not be one of those. It better be the conventional oven toaster.
We What you talking about? It's the one you like. Look behind us. There's a toaster right there.
That's what we're getting for 48.
Yes. That size. That size.
I'm just about the more conventional toaster oven.
How the hell no? What the hell's wrong with you?
Get out of here. Hell out of here.
Oh God.
Get out of here, Xbox. Get out of here. Yo, ladies, they took a Black & Decker toaster and they put the Xbox symbol on it. That's all they did. Robbery.
Damn, shots fired, shots fired. Stop, Mr. Amazing. Hold back with your comments. People of Xbox are going to come after you. They're going to come after you, son.
Hey, they're all welcome to the show.
Yo, all right, Mr. Amazing. Yo, don't give you a game attack. You're not going to answer them. Mr. Amazing. Oh, my God. Let's go to our trailer of the week. Our trailer of the week, Mr. Amazing, is what? The last trailer before the movie come out, Super Mario Bros.
It's come out April what?
I forgot. It's April 14th? But we'll see. All right. Let's do this.
Why I say let's do this?
Let's begin the show. Yo, let's go. Let's go to the trailer, man.
Pay him no heed. He is cute, but he is.
There's gotta be a way out of here.
There's no escape. The only hope is the sweet relief of death.
Whoa! Oh, you've got to be kidding me! My army! Koopas! Koopas! Whatever those things are!
Aww.
We will destroy the Mushroom Kingdom!
I'm not afraid. I'll do anything for my brother.
We're going to save him.
Yes! Fire!
You asked for it. This is fun!
Mr. Mage, that was the last Super Mario Brothers trailer. Mr. Mage, what do you think about this?
Must see for me.
Yep, it's in 3D to come out April 5th.
I think it'd be better to see in 3D, actually. You get all that whole cart, the Mario Kart action.
That'd be interesting.
I actually think it'd be better to see in 3D. I don't know when last time I was excited to see a movie in 3D, so this is one of them.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think this is going to make over $1 billion?
Ooh, there's a lot. Oh, man.
This is Mario.
Oh, it's Mario. It ain't Spider-Man, but it's Mario.
Oh, what you mean? What you mean? It ain't Spider-Man. What you mean?
Spider-Man made that in a heartbeat.
Yeah, but Mario is a big product. You know, I'm a big Spider-Man fan.
Not all the Mario's equivalent to successfulness because of the movies.
We talk about
the movies, not the games.
But that looks. I mean,
that looks good though. That looks good, and it's animated. It's not like the real life.
Yeah, you gonna bring kids there. Families gonna go.
Yeah.
People gonna go cross dressing.
That's true, the cosplay.
Call me crossplay, cross-dressing, crossplay.
I didn't want to correct the guys when I said
But people will be cross-dressing.
Yeah, it's going to make $1 billion.
Yeah, I think so.
It looks good. It looks like, it's a must-see. We'll see how the reviews come out.
It'll be the first billion-dollar movie of the year.
What crew? You think Creed will make it? Nah, it's fine.
No. I can't include Avatar came in the end of last year, so I'm not going to include Avatar.
Yeah, Avatar came in December.
Yeah, so everybody, so I guess we green-light this trailer.
Absolutely.
Everybody should go see it.
I've been hype about it. I remember when I was mad because of the...
The voice?
The voice, and then it was in an Italian playing Mario.
Get over it.
Yep, but so far, pictures coming together, and it's green light from Game of Traffic.
Yes, damn Skippy. Mr. Amazing, now we go to our Should We Care topic. Mr. Amazing.
Okay.
Numerous production, the studio behind, Forspoken. Mm-hmm. It's feeling the heat, Mr. Amazing. Mm-hmm. It's no longer, will be no more. As of May of this year.
Kind of sucks. Yeah. One and done, that's crazy.
Yeah, the studio will be absorbed by Square Enix.
Ooh. So I guess we ain't getting no Foreplay Part 2? Forspoken Part 2?
No.
we have to get Manga.
But the thing is, the game cost over 100. I think or they allegedly cost 100 million to make. Mm-hmm. They're not gonna make their money back. These people are idiots. They try to say that a bunch of postponed games were throwing the garbage back at Best Buy. Bull crap. It was just steel cases.
Oh, okay.
So it's like so much hatred for this game. Get over it, people. The game wasn't that good. I actually bought it.
You got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Discounted or full price?
I got it full price. So I got it. I just bought it. I see what it's all about. But it's unfortunate the game didn't come out, especially the African American character, and there's not many African American character lead games. That has nothing to do with NBA or Grand Theft Auto. So yeah, it's unfortunate. So should we care a lot, a little, or not at all, Mr. Mason?
I'm gonna say I care actually.
Okay.
And I care because for the what you mentioned, and it was a game that I was really anticipating on playing, but I did not because I got turned off by the reviews.
I think we also mentioned what we saw in the game. I think a lot of people were excited about the game. But unfortunately, I think it's very poor writing.
Yeah. But I also feel like they gave up on the game too quick. And the reason I feel like that is...
Who are you going to get too quick?
They gave up on it. Like, for them to already break up the studio, I feel like they gave up on it too quick because... Alright, this is what I want to say here. Manga game, who I am going to bring on the show. We're going to bring on the show. I'm going to see when she can come on the show to talk about it because she likes this game. She plays it consistently. She likes it. She goes... She does agree to voiceovers, the voicing.
Acting.
It's horrendous. Keep it real. She doesn't like that. But overall, she does like the game. And she said, if you could get over that, you'll enjoy it. So, and I take her opinion seriously because I do like a lot of games. Similar games we do play together. And the reason I'm using that is because when Assassin's Creed, the first one, came out, Brotherhood, right? That wasn't a good game, man. Go back and play. It's not a good game.
But also, the budgets were a lot cheaper back in the day.
The budgets were a lot cheaper. Yes, that is correct. But it was not a good game.
Yeah.
But then as they continued to produce and work on their eras, look where we sit now, God knows how many years later.
Well, okay, let me keep you on 100. Yeah. How many games you see where you got African-American character who failed the first time getting another chance?
That's the problem. It's because with an African-American character, it's like one and done. Like, oh, you guys didn't get it right. You got it. Sorry, but unfortunately, you got to hit a home run.
Yeah, so I don't
think... And they did it.
So that's not happen.
Just like, what was the other game that came out with African America? But that did get good reviews. The one that you got with the shooting game. The African American characters. Oh my God, I'm going blank.
Loop?
Yes,
That Loop.
Like,
It got some good reviews.
It got good reviews.
Well, it's like, I doesn't get part two.
That's, we'll find out. We don't know that yet.
Though. You see how silent you were. You know that. You know you're not going to happen. How many African American League game characters have gotten a sequel?
How many African American characters?
Zero. Probably one or two.
Probably one or two. Well, Miles, I was going to think about that. You know, see, the part two's coming today.
But we'll put that as more the Spider Mantos, okay? But other than that, no. Maybe, okay, we could say Spawn might have got another game, a couple of video games. But no, it's not happening, Mr. Mason. And you want to count characters who are non white, we'll say. The Spanish character plays, I forgot that's destructive. I forgot how to call it. Damn it. Game of all the destruction. Otherwise, that, no.
I gotta think about it.
The only thing you get female characters, and half the female characters are half naked.
Well, yeah, but that's not there too, because it's a female character, it's an African American female character. So I really wanted to see her succeed, but, you know, it didn't. And it's just that I just feel like it was too early to dismantle the studio. I feel like. You should have let them maybe come out with a DLC to reset.
They said they're going to do redo the DLC. They said they're still going to do a DLC
in
their patches.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, let that happen before you make a drastic decision like that. Because look at what happened to Cyberpunk. And I always mention that several times on the show. After the DLC, the patches, it's a great game now. So, like, why can't that be that? And that's the problem that people all have felt because they're so high budget studio budgets now. People feel the pressure to get these games out ASAP, and then by doing that, you're giving out poor products sometimes.
But the pedigree of the studio, due to Witcher, people are hyped up and bought it no matter what.
That is true, too. That did help.
So. Mr. Mason, I care A little, because it's unfortunate another this African American character would not get a sequel. But that's the only reason I care. Other than that,
Well, my care is different from you, as you know. I care a little more than you.
I care. That's why I care a little. But like I said, I'm not surprised by the result of that.
No, I hear, but not just because it's African American. Yes, African American.
Well, go ahead.
But I just feel like they gave up on a game too soon.
But there's a lot of games to do. Like, there's a lot of games to do.
Understood that.
But like I said, when you come to African American characters, so very little who are game leads, it's unfortunate to happen. And when you have a game with African American characters, you needed a home run.
I agree with that. Yes, I agree with that. It's just that I just feel like the game's been out what. 2 months? It came out in January, right?
Yeah.
2 months? No patches? DLCs didn't come out yet? I think you should make a decision like that.
I think they had a patch. They had a couple patches.
I mean, like, major. To make it what it's supposed to be. I just feel like, wait.
It's amazing. I hate to do this to you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, his thing was off. That's why he couldn't do it. His thing is off. But like I said, let's get someone that played the game. I also want to hear feedbacks on IG about the game from those who played it. Let's see what they gotta say. Let's see
if IG,
they
who think. Who IG what?
On IG. Like, give us feedback if you want to play. I want to hear from people on IG, like, what they think about the game.
Okay.
Let me know what you guys think
There's
about
There's some people who do defend the game and say the game's not that bad.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I want to know what
But if you spend $100 million on the game, they want to see freaking money coming back.
I understand that, but you can say the same thing about Street Fighter. That's a bigger budget game. I'm like, you can stream the Street Fighter 5. Like, it was garbage when it came out, and I love Street Fighter.
Mr. Mason, you can't.
But what happened with Street
you
Fighter?
You can't compare that to
but
that
it's
game.
The same concept,
no, we
though.
Can't.
How's that like a game?
Street Fighter is a known quantity.
I understand that.
And you know,
it's
a fighting game. You cannot compare a fighting game to an adventure game.
I understand
game.
That.
It's not comparable.
But it's the same thing with Cyberpunk too. Like I just said, though.
But like I said, Cyberpunk had the group had a pedigree with the richer product. People are going to buy it no matter what. We can say the same thing about Fallout. Fallout, how many times a game come out glitchy? People buying it.
Exactly.
Buying copies of it.
I understand that. But my thing is, you got to give it a shot.
It's amazing. Let's cut it.
I disagree, but I still want to hear people's feedback, though.
Good. We disagree.
We'll bring my guy again. I'm going to bring her back.
All right, Mr. Amazing. A gangster or waste of the week, Mr. Mason, Jim Ryan, went behind closed door to talk about the deal with Xbox, Activision, with the Microsoft heads. He went to the office. Guess what he told them?
What he told them?
He told them, yo, you can. He told them that I don't care about Call of Duty. I just want to block the deal. Cut that gangster. That's gangster, Mr. Mason.
He's a hater.
He's gangster. What you think?
I give a gangster too. I mean, he kept it real. Like, I can get $2 going through, but I just want to block the deal.
I just think, because remember, I always thought about Call of Duty. I still think it's about Call of Duty.
What's about Call of Duty? Call of Duty on their goddamn console?
I think it's all about Call of Duty. Let me ask you one question. Since Xbox is love for everybody, how come when Minecraft came out, they allowed Minecraft to stay on all systems with no contract? Why not doing that with Call of Duty?
Because they own the studio, I think.
They own Mojo. They bought it. What are you talking about?
What they bought?
Yes, Mr. Mason.
No. So say they bought the studio for Minecraft.
But
because they bought it and had the game with it. Well, maybe I'm going wrong with this.
Yes, you are.
They're trying to buy the studio for Activision too, right? Or they're trying to buy just the
to buy Activision and Blizzard, the whole thing, Mr. Mason, the whole shebang.
Because keep it real. It's Call of Duty has a bigger audience. That's why. I think that's what it is. It has a bigger audience.
I think Minecraft has a bigger audience.
Minecraft has a bigger goddamn kid audience. Call of Duty has a big kid and adult audience.
They're adults who do it's more accessible.
What's bigger sales, Minecraft or Call of Duty?
Yo,
it might actually be Minecraft.
It's Minecraft. I'm sorry. All right. Listen, don't put yourself out there.
Game of all time, like
not top 10. Every time we go to top 10, where we see Minecraft? Like, well, again? What the hell?
Yeah, but I also just.
The game that keeps on giving.
Yeah, but I just also feel like that multiplayer world is more Call of Duty, that I'll give it that. Even though people.
But Mr. Mason, I'm going to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Why did Microsoft not do that?
Because they want the monopoly hold.
They know what they're doing. It's because it's cut the BS.
It's a monopoly hold. And they want it.
It's cut the BS. They know what they're doing.
They want the monopoly hold, man. You know, they want us to be like, all right, we'll lend you Coldplay for the next 10 years. But we get this, whatever, you know. They want to put out their saying it.
Like I said, I mean, look, if Sony bought Activision Blizzard, would you think Sony be giving up? No. I'm not stupid. Like, go do, if I see Microsoft, go suck. Go suck my left toe. What? Happening. So did Jim Ryan get the Gangster of the Week?
Yeah, he gets Gangster.
So, Mr. Jim Ryan, you get the Gangster of the Week.
What up, Gangster?
All right. Mr. Amazing. Ashawi we goes to, guess who? The Oscars happened. This time goes to Michelle Yeoh, winning the Best Actor Award for Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. And what movies you know from, Mr. Mason? Don't embarrass yourself. Mr. Mason.
I'm not a movie guy. You know that.
You never saw SuperCop 2?
No, I have not.
Crouching Tiger?
Of course I saw that.
Crazy Rich Asians?
I didn't see that, but I heard it's good, though.
Oh, my God. This woman's an icon, a legend.
No, she deserves it. I'm not saying she don't deserve it.
All right, Mr. Mason. Let's end the show right now. All right, Mr. Mason, we out. This is Game of Traffic. Got anything else to say before you end the show?
Nope, but I had a great week, man. I'll see you on the next episode.
All right, later. Game of Traffic is out.
Later, y'all.
Hopefully my Kobe better. All right, later.